אנחנו לומדים את מאמר של בעל
הסולם. We are studying בעל הסולם's article Exile and Redemption. You can find it on the Aravut system and in the
מאמר הגלות והגאולה.
The article Exile and Redemption.
ההרמוניה בין הדת
Harmony between religion and the law of development or blind faith. And among those nations, you will have no repose, and there will be no resting place for your feet. And that which comes to your mind will not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, the families of the lands. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. This can be examined by studying providence and the verse that states about us, the Torah is true, and all its words are true. And woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us, that it is chance and blind faith. This has but one cure, to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah. We should clarify this matter by the law of development itself, the nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in providence, a far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah. Because they would not do so, but wish to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lo lishma, not for her sake, this developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as do other nations. But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy, and adapted manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. Because they did so, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some follow the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more noticeable, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples headed by Tzadok and Baitus. Their mutiny against their sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma for her sake. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words. Because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of the Torah. They fought against the Pushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom, the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who do not want to make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Is it clear what he wrote? Yes, Michael. Listen, everyone, whoever can answer.
Baal Sulam is describing two opposite things. One, that the nation of Israel won't find rest between the nations, nothing will help. On the other hand, he's telling us about a process that only brings more separation because part work Lishma and part don't, and that's how it was and that's how it will be.
He doesn't know. He talks about what will be. He says about what happened.
How can these two things coexist?
What exists together?
That the nation of Israel won't find rest between the nations, always going to have to work for Lishma, whatever it may be. But we see in reality, as he writes, that what happens in reality, there's always this separation between the forces. They do this, they do that.
Yes.
How can we...
What?
I don't know what this gives us, this saying. Why doesn't he say it's simple to work Lishma?
He doesn't dictate to us what to do. He is giving us a review of history of what happened. That's
it. The title of this was the harmony or blind faith.
Yes.
So is there blind faith or the law of development?
I don't know.
According to what he writes here, this is what I can't understand. I'm asking about the excerpt, not the whole article.
What is the problem that you have?
What's Baal HaSulam's approach? That do we have something we can do or isn't there something we can do?
He's not telling you. He's explaining to you a piece of history. Yes, Baal HaSulam. Baal HaSulam explains it. But in this, he doesn't continue beyond that for now.
But there is some the matter that he's emphasizing that since they didn't do it, it's like he puts a matter of choice in here.
There was such a thing in the past, yes.
So he does have an approach he's giving here, and they chose not to do it. They chose to go in a different direction.
From the perspective of history, this is what he writes, yes. What?
How should we relate to this? What to do with this history? But Baal HaSulam is looking at it specifically in the way he is.
He wants to show us why history happened the way it did and not in some other way. That's it. There's nothing to it. Yes.
He's describing at the end, it's not clear how from the destruction of Israel will the glory of Israel was.
I also don't know. He didn't write. Until the house was ruined and the glory of
Israel. The house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Yes, we lost everything.
But he said it was revealed.
חברים אומרים נגלה מלשון גלות.
כן.
שההדר
saying נגלה comes from exile.
גלה.
The glory of Israel was exile.
בסדר. הבנו משהו.
Okay, so we clarified something. Let's go.
מה?
What? Yeah.
אם אני מבין נכון את המצב, אז...
If I understand the state correctly, so also today we're in the same state. After 2,000 years, after the separation...
Let's read some more and we will see. Yes, Gilad.
I read
it, I'm envious of that generation because at least... There were men of truth, and there were the opposite too, that say, no, we don't need it, let's follow our desires and so on. In our generation, in Israel, there's like four streams that nobody's speaking about for the sake of the heavens at all, except for us. I don't hear it anyway that they say that the most important thing is for her sake. So at least here it was revealed, there was a revealed dispute. They're saying, work for the sake of the above, and those said, let's enjoy life.
This is how it was, yes.
So what's the solution? In our generation, there's nobody saying for the sake of the above.
We'll get to it and see. We'll get to it and see.
Yes.
Yes.
נכון שהדור שלנו דומה למה
ש... Our generation
אבל הדבר היחידי
is similar to what we had in the past, but the only thing there wasn't in the past that there is today is a book that it's written, Exile and Redemption, and the harmony between religion and the law of development or blind faith. They didn't have this book. They didn't know what we know.
נגיד.
כן. Let me put it this way. Yes.
Раф, вот подскажите, тут написано, что горе нам, если мы сомневаемся в истинности Торы, и дальше написано,
что
единственное лечение — это обратить на нас несчастье до такой степени, чтобы мы начали замечать в них, что это назначено нам Святой Торой.
No.
It's
written that we're not going to want the Torah.
Все равно единственное лечение.
As a result, we're going to suffer. So the thousands of years of suffering wasn't enough. Just so now we can pay attention to it, we have to suffer more.
Yes.
Может быть, не обязательно колоть.
So evolution just beats a person more and more through suffering.
It doesn't have to beat it.
На первой части вот статья была, что первый вид страха имущественные, телесные.
In the first part of the article, we learned that the first type of fear is fear from corporeal, bodily things. Then the second type is that you're already concerned about the next world, also through suffering, and then. The third fear is to want all the Creator. You can get that through suffering too, that I want to receive it into me.
We will read on and see. That's it. Continue.
Title, The Difference Between a Secular Ideal and a Religious Ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanists, and hence cannot raise itself above humanists. Conversely, a religious ideal, which stems from the Creator, can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for secular ideal is equalization, and the price of glorifying man and he acts in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he's sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations, and it is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels his owner, although no one knows if of it or cherishes it.
אינו יודע ממנה ואינו מוקירה. מה שאין כן,
a religious ideal, however, is based on the glory in the eyes of the Creator. Hence, he who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity.
יכול לרומם עצמו ממעל לאנושיות.
So it is among the nations of our exile. As long as we followed the path of the Torah, we were safe. For it is known to all the nations that we are a highly developed nation, and they wanted our cooperation. They exploit us, each according to their own selfish desires. But we still had great power among the nations. So after all the exploitation, there still remained a handsome portion left for us, greater than the civilians of the land. But because people rebelled against the Torah in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys, they lost life's purpose, meaning the work of the Creator, and replaced the sublime goal for selfish goals of life's pleasures. Thus, anyone who attained fortune raised his goal with glory and beauty. In consequence, where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries, and other such collective needs, the selfish one scatters their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalize himself with the prominent in that nation. By these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand in wondrous unity, even with blind faith. Thus, the bad incidences in the exile, which we have much to tell of, from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled in the Torah. Had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would have come to us.
כל רע חס ושלום.
שאלות?
Questions? Yes.
Учителя, как может быть такое, чтобы половина людей, находясь в общей цели, взяли как бы и появилась смена цели?
How can it be that half the people that hold a common goal, suddenly the goal changes to an egoistic goal?
Дело в том, что что это то, что они ощущают.
The thing is that this is what they feel.
Разве это только до степени
the desire in them is developed to the level of money, respect, power, nothing more than that. They can't hear more than this level. This is why they develop this way.
Вот. Тов. Барур.
Okay, clear.
Да, Саша.
Yes, Саша.
Им бне адам לא יכולים להרגיש ולרצות יותר ממה ש...
If humans can't want or feel more, like like you said now, in such desires.
Yes.
So how can forces of suffering that come from the outside, from wars and disease, how can that cause to want more than the body?
I don't know. How they suffer blows for something that is actually not their fault. It's a question.
Thank you.
Tzvika.
Tzvika.
Good morning, Rav, friends, happy holiday. Look, he says, he actually summarizes this, that because they embezzled in the Torah, had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would have happened. Who does he mean when he says this? Who is he aiming this towards?
You?
He says they embezzled the Torah. So I want to say, when we sat in the Leil Seder, the Passover meal, it was said that the people who turned the Torah from internally and internally to externally, they took all the trouble and problems to Israel and the whole world. So who is Bala Sulam writing this for? When he says, because we all embezzled the Torah, had we kept the commandments, no harm would have come to us. So what is the true reason for the troubles we see, that we feel, the suffering? He says we could have kept from it.
He means us.
Who us?
Us, Jews.
I'm speaking about Bnei Baruch now, not the Jews.
Yeah, Bnei Baruch is still a small piece. But if Jews did what they should do and gave the whole world the right example, then of course we would see a different world.
So when you say they should have kept what they were supposed to, what does that mean?
Love your friend as yourself.
That's the whole story?
It's the whole Torah.
But you say that there's...
No. I don't want to argue about what there is or there isn't.
What do you mean that there has to be love?
That each one relates to the other as to himself.
So we have to reach that.
We have to reach it.
Okay, thank you, I see.
כן, דודי.
Yes, דודי.
האם גם אנשי האידיאל הדתי?
Also, the people of the religious idea, were they influenced by the secular? Did it somehow?
Of course.
In what?
Undoubtedly. Because to the extent that the secular ideal becomes closer and closer to their ego, and they could provide the ego what the ego demanded, all of those forces projected on the religious.
The
religious ideal, the Kabbalists stand at the head of it.
This is what you think. This is how you divide humanity.
I'm asking.
I don't see that it's like that.
I'm asking about what Bala Sulam is writing.
Bala Sulam also doesn't write this way.
So who are the people of the ideal, the religious ideal, and who are the secular ideal?
The people of the religious ideal are those who think only about how to rise on spiritual degrees. And the secular ideal is when they want to elevate secular values.
Okay, so why do those who elevate the non-spiritual go over the ones who do want to elevate the spiritual?
Because there is still a connection between them. They look at each other, and by this they weaken the society in general. Question: why those who follow secularity don't simply disconnect while the others continue? You see that it's not happening. This is what we call one nation. Question. If I take it for today, for the present, the current people of Israel, is it also the same? We, for the purpose of discussion, have an aspiration for spirituality. Are we affected by other desires in the nation? Rav, of course we are. Of course we are. What do you mean? Question, and how can we reverse it so that we will set the tone? Rav, impossible. Because it's rooted in them that success is material success. Question, what will invert their values from secular to holy? Rav, I can't say what can do it, but there must be wars, problems, suffering, all kinds of such states. And then people will not want to satisfy their egos.
Is there a way, and there's a different way, a remedy we can take before the blow, or must the blow come, and only then there'll be a change?
Perhaps through our dissemination, there will be a change. Without a blow.
Why maybe?
If we succeed. If we succeed in explaining to the general public that what we can do is only to raise the spiritual ideal above the material ideal.
But the nation that is immersed in material, can they even hear such a value? Can they accept such a change?
It depends on the level of suffering that the nation will feel.
In the current state, what's the level of suffering? Now it's considered in suffering what they're going through, our nation?
Relatively, they feel that they are in suffering. So what?
I'm asking because one against the other is what they can hear.
No. They don't even connect their spiritual lack of success with material lack of success.
And the link between the two, that depends on dissemination.
Yes. Interesting. Yes, Denis.
Вот из прочитанного просто встает вопрос, почему даже величайшее бедствие еврейского народа, свидетелем которого был Бааль Сулам, не вызвало в еврейском народе вот этого стремления к исполнению Торы и заповеди?
Why is the biggest disaster in the Jewish nation that Bala Sulam was witness to didn't bring the nation to keep the commandments?
Because they were not connected to the troubles. And at the same time, we weren't connected to the goal, spiritual goal, that stands before the nation. So as to decide correctly about the path and raise an outcry to the Creator.
Текущий народ Израиля, я так понимаю, сильно отличается, да, от того периода, в котором жил Бааль-Сулам. У них уже, ну, как бы, больше внутреннее стремление к тому, чтобы чувствовать вот эти страдания, которые потенциально могут...
The current nation of Israel are yearning more to feel the suffering. What can awaken the nation of Israel to keep the commandments?
They were more religious, but their religion was more about observing the material Torah and commandments.
Вот эти страдания из-за того, что...
You said that the nation didn't feel the suffering because they weren't enough connected enough between them. But now, the whole nation, on behalf of the mass, is in one territory. So they have to at least externally be connected to one another.
So what?
So if more suffering comes, and every year this suffering comes more and more, stronger. So like Bala Sulam wrote in the beginning of the article, that for now the only remedy is blows.
Well, so?
Есть выбор. Либо народ, не объединившись, получит огромнейший удар.
How to explain to the nation that there's choice?
И не будет испытывать эти удары.
Никто не услышит.
Either you get a blow or you have to connect.
Никто не услышит. Ни до тем, ни...
No one will listen. Neither the religious nor the secular.
Это совсем не находится у них вообще перед их глазами.
It is not even before their eyes.
Никак.
Anywhere. In any way.
Они не представляют, что это может быть решением проблемы.
They can't even imagine that this could be the solution to the problem.
Ken.
Yes.
They don't want
to hear our dissemination because there's not enough suffering. If there'll be more suffering. So they also won't have an ability to listen because if there's no bread, there's no Torah. Meaning also less suffering isn't good and also more suffering isn't good. So how to get out of this?
Only through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah and what it says. Only by this. Only by this.
Ken.
Yes.
You just said nobody's going to listen, nobody's going to hear. So what? Who's gaining from this loop?
Bit by bit, the people are getting smarter.
So we go out to disseminate. I talk to many people and always get to this point. Exactly this. Is there a purpose? Is maybe not. Why are we suffering? What do we see? You see that if a person doesn't have these desires inside naturally, he can't hear it. And what I feel develops a bit of empathy from me towards them and their suffering, but I don't know if it develops anything in him or anything in the nation, or maybe it will just see the results like 10 or 20 years from now.
We will talk about it soon.
Okay.
Так. Кен.
Yes.
Бокер тов.
I heard you many times say that the force of prayer is the strongest force. Now, the dissemination is something that I don't know how to interpret it as corporeal or spiritual, but many times I heard you say that man himself has to do the work inside him, and from there to cry out for the public, for the collective. And here we have dear friends and strong souls. How can we hear, disseminate from here internally? Understand we also have to go out like Bala Sulam talking to stones and I don't know what not. Maybe we have to do that too. But even though you say they can't hear, but how do we have the right prayer inside between us and search for it inside?
We will have to really go out and circulate our views to the whole nation. And let's hope it will help us gather up the pieces. And in this way, restore the nation to its sublime function.
So when we go out, we'll feel deficiencies that will bring us to deeper prayer?
Yes.
No,
enough for us. What did you have yesterday? What, just like that? Just to keep asking all the time. Yes.
If dissemination is the only solution, so how do we measure success in dissemination? What should we emphasize?
Dissemination and prayer. These two things should help us. Should help us succeed.
Раф, я правильно понимаю, что при распространении я же все равно переживаю тому, кому пытаюсь донести?
If I understand correctly, when I disseminate,
то есть я как бы
also go through states towards the one I want to give the message to, so I incorporate with them, and whether I want it or not, I pray, and that helps.
Сами они что не должны взять и что я должен передать, кроме молитвы?
And what do they themselves need to receive, and what should I give them except for prayer?
As much as they can, they should follow you.
No. Тирага.
No. Relax.
So,
that's it.
Ken.
Yes.
When we disseminate, even in the 10, when we want to reach wholeness of connection towards the Creator, even if you really invest and pray, sometimes the picture doesn't change. What's the matter of partial faith or complete faith? How does that help us build the corrected state and allow a fulfillment?
We need to nevertheless try more and more. There's nothing we can do. After thousands of years of this story of exile, we have to work a lot.
I see that even us, after like a congress or a really strong effort, so there's a deficiency on one hand. On the other hand, there's a feeling like we didn't succeed, and it kind of knocks us down in our efforts.
This is forbidden. Bala Sulam, according to what Rabash told me, he hated these things, meaning disappointment, despair, this, He couldn't stand it.
We have such a degree before us that we have to rise to, that we're already speaking about the corrected state that the nation have to be in.
Yes.
And we can't go down from that. We have to hold it on and force between us and the connection.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, blows will come over and over again until we succeed in connecting.
Thank you.
Yes, Aran. Yes, Aran.
The nation is getting blows for 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years. Since the first temple, second temple, exiles, Holocaust, oh, so lately we're in a state, and I don't see that it helps that we're getting any blows. He says the only remedy is to give more blows. So maybe something has to change in the approach.
What approach could there be, if not through blows, through gifts?
I don't know, but here it's a fact. The nation of Israel, the state of Israel was put up there. Something happened.
It happened, and it's positive.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. I don't know, I'm not the creator, but it seems like if you give 2,000, 500 years of blows to a nation and they're not awakening to Lishma. So what, give them more blows? So what else is going to happen? Something's going to change.
The Creator will have no choice. It's the law of the upper nature. And it's clear to us, as much as we learn it, that if we don't succeed, it will compel us. So there's this kind of balance. As much as we succeed, great. And as much as we don't succeed, then through suffering.
I just don't understand what changed.
I guess something does change. There's also a matter of accumulation here. Yeah, that's it. Yes, you are.
I know a bit of the history, and there's like a feeling that our nation went through or accumulated a huge charge of suffering, of lack of success, separation, and also success and connection. We went out into exile, and as it's written, in order to add the souls of the nations, so now Israel is spread over all of humanity, and there's like a feeling that we're lacking something very small, like something small for all of this to become good in quality, and then there'll be like a breakthrough.
That you can.
The Baruch is not enough?
I think so.
So let's go.
So I just want to say that we just need to be encouraged and get hope and confidence that it's soon it can happen.
Ken. Yes. Yeah.
Toda Rav. Rav Bnei Baruch olarak bu Pesach'ta reform ne olmalı?
What has to change in Passover and Bnei Baruch so we can start with a new page in a new form?
We really hope that in this Passover we are exiting our ego and rising above it, to connection between us, and by this we're given room to the Creator to come between us. And then we and the Creator and all of humanity will be together. We will reach the end of correction. Yes, that's it?
Misham.
Who is it there? Yes?
We hear about the purpose of the blows and suffering to bring us closer to correction. The question is, could it be that this suffering will bring us to correction, or should we anyway have to implement the choice to choose to ask that our intention will be in order to bestow and not in order to receive. So is the suffering just encouraging us or can it correct us?
No, we need to ask for corrections.
So it's only advancing us.
Yes, we'll advance, if you can put it this way. Give it to the one behind you.
He says that Israel were lacking the beauty, and that's why they needed to go into the exile of Rome to acquire the glory in the eyes of the Creator. And David calls Moses the beautiful in man. So what does it mean to clothe the servant of the Creator in beauty?
This I don't know. Such things, I still don't know these things.
What is beauty?
I don't understand why this worries you.
Because we went out into exile in Rome in order to acquire. That's why we went into exile. The temple was shattered. So what is this quality called beauty, glory, that we need to clothe on the Creator's worker?
I don't know. I don't get into such things. There's a reason why I didn't want to let you ask. Because it's not exactly what we're learning and what we want to hear. Yes, ma'am.
On one hand, when we study this, we just want to pass it on the way it is, even if it's a little drop from Bala Sulam's words or your words to the world, to our closer circles. On the other hand, there's a dissemination that is teach a child in his own way to sweeten it, wrap it in a creative way that it will be accepted and the will to receive. And the second method also makes us make more efforts and develops us. Is there one of them better than the other, do you think, or should we combine the two?
We need to combine.
Thank you.
Okay. No. So, what are we doing next?
We have announcements.
And that's it? We're done? We're done?
There's a meal at 9. Between 8 to 9, there's a gathering of children and parents. It's not broadcast. At 9, we're going to eat.
And what are we going to do for an hour?
There's a gathering here now. It's a prayer.
Oh, the prayer. Oh, put it simply.
Maybe we'll end the article. There's like a minute and a half left here.
Ah, we haven't finished. So, why are you silent? Well,
title, Congruity and Unity Between Torah and Blind Faith and the Development of Human Calculation. Again, congruity and unity between Torah and blind faith and the development of human calculation. Hence, I hereby propose to the house of Israel to say to our troubles enough, and at the very least, make a human calculation regarding those adventures that they have inflicted on us time and time again. And here in our country as well, we wish to start our own policy as we have no hope of clutching at the ground as a nation as long as we do not accept our holy Torah without any allowances.
Zulat,
to the last condition of the work, Lishma, and not for one's own sake with any residue of selfishness, as I have proven in the article Matan Torah.
In other words, even we, as we exist here now, we cannot reach some sort of a good, confident society for our future, ever, unless we take upon ourselves the rules of the upper world. Go on.
If we do not establish ourselves accordingly, then there are classes among us, and we will undoubtedly be pushed once to the right and once to the left, like all the nations. And much more so, since the nature of the developed is that they cannot be restrained. For any important notion that comes from an opinionated person will not bow its head before anything and knows no compromise. This is why our sages said, Israel is the fiercest among the nations, as one whose mind is broader is most obstinate. This is a psychological law, and if you do not understand me, go and study this lesson among the contemporary members of the nation. While we have only begun to build, time has already disclosed our fierceness and assertiveness of the mind, and that which one builds, the other ruins. This is known to all, but there is only one innovation in my words. They believe that in the end, the other side will understand the danger and will bow his head and accept their view. But I know that even if we tie them up together, one will not surrender to the other even a little, and no danger will interrupt anyone from carrying out his ambition.
In other words, nothing will help us other than to obtain the force of connection and love that will connect us, and then, only then, can we think that we will have some sort of a guarantee for the future. Yes.
In a word, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection, for the spiritual and corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea. And even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for his sake that we need.
Shelot?
Questions? Yes.
How can we now come out of this lesson and not give up on our goal and not fall into our corporeal desires and keep knocking together all of our society only on that one desire?
Yes. Nice.
No, חברים, חברות.
Well, friends?
כן.
Yes.
Раф, вот тут сказано, что самый упрямый из народов, с одной стороны, а с другой стороны, самая сложная наука, которую надо распространить.
It's written here that we are fierce of all the nations. On the other hand, this is the most difficult wisdom we have to disseminate.
Эту науку сделать простой и увидеть, что народ на самом деле самый приспособленный для этой науки.
Or are we guilty that we can't make the wisdom simple and see that they're able?
Try it on yourself. What's the problem?
А там с другой стороны,
I see that it's the most difficult wisdom even for us.
And
we have the most assertive nation in front of us. How to combine it?
No. Then you need to combine them. That's exactly the condition of the Creator.
Who are guilty, the Kabbalists and Bnei Baruch that can't disseminate, or the whole nation is to blame?
What does it mean?
Whose fault is it? What, who suffers different blows from this? Everyone.
But if the key is with us, it's in our hands, we're not passing it on.
Perhaps the key is in our court, but everyone suffers.
Точка переворота, она в распространении.
So where is that point of inversion? In dissemination or in prayer?
In dissemination, in prayer, in study, in everything.
Мы должны усиленно страдать, чтобы быстрее найти способ.
So we need to suffer more to find.
You don't need to suffer, you need to act.
И мы увидим, что народ на самом деле самый приспособленный.
And then we'll see that the nation is the most talented for the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it's not a difficult wisdom.
This I cannot guarantee you.
And
you're saying that the only way is to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world.
Yes.
How to do it? It's not written.
How to do it? Try to disseminate it. Okay. In principle, we finished the morning lesson. Niv, what else do we have today?
So, dear friends, during Passover, all the noon lessons will be physically in the study hall for men and women from 18 and above. Yeah, here. During Passover, all the noon lessons will be physically for men and women from 18 and above. Today's schedule and tomorrow. Today, Tuesday, now, at 8, there's a gathering of parents and children. It's not broadcast. At 9, there's the meal. At 2:45, preparation for the lesson. And at 3 to 4:30, the afternoon lesson. Tomorrow, Wednesday, at 2:40, preparation. At 3, the lesson. At noon, the noon lesson physically. And at 6 to 7, the evening meal. We'll end with a song.
Yaase shalom, yaase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yaase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yaase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yaase shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Yaase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel.